track 4 and more news stories. Historic old Ford House for sale. A historic manor house in the heart of Newton Abbot has been put up for sale. Currently in the possession of Teignbridge District Council, Old Ford House has been put on the market by Vickery Holman Property Consultants, and they are inviting offers in the region of £1.5 million. The sale will also include the car park at the rear and the lawns in front. TDC have been looking to dispose of the building for some time, its running costs of £120,000 a year being no longer sustainable. Newton Abbot Town Council expressed an interest in taking ownership of the centuries-old treasure in late 2024, commissioning surveyors in order to understand whether taking on Old Ford House would be viable. In the wake of the listing, Newton Abbot and District Civic Society has raised concerns about the possible loss of public access to the historic building should it come under private ownership. The Grade 1 listed Tudor Manor sits near the Pennine Junction and Brunel Industrial Estate and has been used as offices and a venue for weddings and events in recent years. Old Ford House, originally known as Ford House, was built in the mid-1500s, and in the early 1600s it was redeveloped for Sir Richard Raynell, then MP for Mitchell in Cornwall. The changes included an E-shaped floor plan, possibly in honour of Queen Elizabeth I, who died in 1603. In September 1625, King Charles I stayed at the house while on a trip to Plymouth. During the Civil War, Oliver Cromwell and Colonel Fairfax rested there before the second siege of Exeter, and William of Orange stayed at the house in 1688, and it was on this visit that the Prince announced his intention to become King of England for the first time.
Mighty Moggy Moose seeks forever home. A fat cat called Moose that became so obese that she can't fit through a cat flap is looking for a forever home. The chunky ginger domestic cat with short hair reached 9 out of 9 on the vet's obesity scale. She arrived at the RSPCA's Little Valley Animal Shelter near Ede in Teignbridge, weighing 8.62 kilograms, considered severely overweight. Her ginger fur was completely matted and dirty, as she can't groom herself properly due to her size. The shelter said the cat is overweight because of being uncared for properly. Moose is looking for a home where she will be fostered initially, as she will need regular health checks at the shelter while she sheds some weight. Jenny Andrew, animal care assistant, said, "Moose's story is a reminder of how obesity in pets can quietly spiral out of control. She didn't get this way overnight, but she can absolutely recover with care and commitment. Too big to fit through a standard cat flap into one of the pod units, Moose has taken up residence in the cat playroom." Sarah Minter, one of the animal care assistants, said, "She's the most loving, cheerful girl, despite everything she's been through. She comes over for cuddles, lays on her side and purrs like a tractor. You can't help but adore her. However, her weight could put her at risk of complications in later life. We have ruled out diabetes, but we need a home where we can still provide support. Moose's current weight is 7¾ kilograms, which means that after 9 weeks she has lost almost 1 kilogram. Her new family will need to continue her prescription diet in the home, and she'll also need help with grooming and be gently encouraged to exercise. The 7-year-old would need to be the only pet in a quiet home and may be able to live with primary school age children."
Palestine Solidarity pop-up opens. A pop-up shop to support families in Gaza opened in Ashburton last Wednesday, August the 13th, after a successful 6 weeks in Totnes. The Palestine Solidarity shop, located in the former Rafiki's premises on West Street, sells originals, arts, crafts, cards and books. The shop is run by Rachel Jennings and her daughters Isabel and Marika Keane. Many of the arts and crafts being sold in the shop have been created by Rachel and her daughters. Isabel is a talented illustrator who works under the name Billy Ruffian. Additional works have also been donated by artist friends and members of the public. The first pop-up Palestine Solidarity Shop opened in the Albatross on Totnes High Street at the beginning of July and raised more than £1,300 over its four-week tenure to help families in Gaza through the Coffees for Gaza initiative. The idea for the shop came from Isabel, who was involved in setting up Coffees for Gaza and is currently the organisation's treasurer. She was working in the Bull Inn across the road and came up with the idea for a pop-up fundraising shop and asked if she could use the space, Rachel said. Coffees for Gaza collects donations to help families in Gaza to evacuate, rebuild, or afford basic necessities. The initiative distributes funds directly to the families that need them. The people that run Coffees for Gaza personally know the 25 families receiving funding, Rachel explained. The Palestine Solidarity Ashburton pop-up is open from 11 till 4 on Wednesdays and Saturdays until the end of August, and Rachel and her daughters hope to relocate to another town for September. Rachel is keen to speak to anyone who may be able to offer space for the next pop-up. She is also happy to hear from anyone with donations or to speak to anybody who may have seen an item they want to buy but can't get to the shop when it's open.
Police to host surgery at Town Hall. Police in Chudley will be holding a surgery this month. Members from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team will be at the Town Hall on Tuesday, August the 26th. Officers will be on hand in the rest centre from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's a chance for you to tell us about your concerns, to report crime and antisocial behaviour, and to ask about crime prevention advice, and to ask about tips about how to keep yourself safe, says a spokesperson for the team.
Airshow seeks finance director after resignation. Tynmouth Airshow is on the hunt for a new volunteer finance director following the resignation of the current incumbent. David Cook has overseen the finances of Europe's only volunteer-led, self-funded air show since it started 6 years ago. He had previously been involved in Dawlish Air Show. However, he has decided to step down to focus on his health, family and business. It has been an absolute pleasure to get to know some really great people along the way, but now it is time for me to put my health, family and business at the forefront of what I do over the next 5 years, David said. He will remain in post until a suitable replacement has been found. He also said he would continue to volunteer in a lesser capacity in future air shows. Tynmouth Air Show organisers paid tribute to the incredible commitment David has shown. The organising committee for Tynmouth Air Show is currently planning the 2026 event after cancelling this year's show due to difficulties in raising enough money and uncertainty surrounding the construction of a new toilet block on the seafront. The 2024 Tynmouth Air Show, which was attended by thousands of visitors, cost around £95,000 to put on. The event, which is free to attend, relies entirely on sponsorship and donations. Fundraising activities that have taken place this year to generate the cash to pay for next year's event include a classic car bike and trike show and a summer festival hosted by Ladies Mile Holiday Park.
Masons gift £5,000 to children's charity. A children's charity in Dawlish received a major boost with a £5,000 from Dawlish Freemasons. AIMS supports children with special and additional needs and their families through weekly get-togethers. Leader of St Michael's Lodge in Dawlish, Alex Pennington, charity steward Paul Beattie and other lodge members who hold their meetings at the Masonic Centre in Barton Terrace visited the charity. They met team leader Claire Coombs and her team of volunteers, parents and the children of Orchard Manor School in Dawlish. Here, AIMS meets to support children with different needs and their parents who take the opportunity to get together and swap thoughts and ideas while the children have fun and games provided by their group of helpers and volunteers. AIMS, which stands for Activities, Interests, Music, Support, was founded in 1992 by Dawlish paediatrician Dr. Dil Giprose as a direct response to the needs of parents. It offers a free drop-in sessions every Saturday from 11 till 2. The charity is totally self-funded and welcome all members of the family, from parents and siblings to grandparents. Activities include craft, music, cooking and outdoor play, not only from the local area but also welcome from any part of Devon. Alex presented Claire with a cheque for £5,000 which had been raised by the members of his lodge during his year as master. Claire said, "We are deeply grateful for this substantial donation, which will allow us to continue providing support to local families who have children with special educational needs."